All right, how y'all doing with regards to the change? You know, the change. The time change. Daylight savings time. We're going to be talking about that a little bit this Saturday. I know that some of you are still trying to adjust, and it may be kind of hard. And so even though the time change took place roughly a week ago, I know some of you are still struggling with it, so I'm going to be sharing some information with you tomorrow about how you might want to go about coping with daylight savings time. Yours truly loves it. I'm going to tell you, I love me some daylight savings time. That's just where my body clock stays all year. Yes, indeed. My circadian rhythm works with that daylight savings time. I know a lot of you say, it's just the opposite with me. And yours stays with the winter time. And so rather than just be glad that the daylight savings time works with my circadian rhythm, I'm going to go ahead and share some insights with you. Let some of the experts share with you how you might want to go about the business of, well, adapting to the change. All right. For a few minutes here, I want to ask you this. Do you think it really makes a difference when employers go about the business of discovering the strengths that their employees have and then empowering their employees to use those strengths? Now, for one thing, you think about it. When people are able to go about the business of, well, doing something that comes a little more easy for them, just a little easier. Not to say that there's no effort needed, not saying that now, because you think about it, even when a person plays an instrument very, very, very well, effort is still necessary. Even when a person can really excel at the long jump, effort is still necessary. A person can design and then sew together a beautiful outfit. And I mean, when they're finished, this outfit is just gorgeous. Effort is still applied. It's still necessary. So I'm not saying you find a person's strengths, then there's no need for, you know, that person not going to have to really work at anything. But they may not have to struggle to get things done the way they would or might have to if you're pushing them into an area where they have few, if any, strengths, and they've really got to figure it out with their heads. And I mean, they've really got to work hard to produce. I mean, really. Work hard to produce. Help people with their, you know, especially you may even have to help people discover their strengths. Not everyone knows what their strengths are. It may be necessary to help them discover their strengths and then move them in the direction of their strengths. I want to share with you some more about what Gallup says about that employee power and empowering employees to use their strengths. One of the things that they say is that the employees who do this, who use their strengths, outperform the employees who don't use their strengths. So one of the things that they discover is that a strength-based approach to performance management is straightforward, it's appealing, and it's decisive. Managers actually conduct performance reviews that encourage and make use of employees' talents and that offer recognition and development in line with their strengths. How many of us have ever thought about, very often when we are getting ready to complete a performance evaluation, that performance evaluation may include more about the employee's weaknesses than the strengths? I mean, it's not even balanced. It's not like the performance evaluation assesses 50% their weaknesses, 50% their strengths. It may be really one-sided, and most of it focusing on their weaknesses. We want to find out what their strengths are, encourage them to use those strengths, and have them play those up. We'll talk about that some more. In the meantime, make sure that you're doing all you can to get your rest. It's good for your spirit. It's good for your body. It's good for your family. It's good for production. It is pleasing to God. And with all of that going for us, we got to say, what a great way to let some of life's best moments come through us, even as we bring a smile to the face of our God. Till next time.